building a connection is like จีบผู้หญิง like I think we need to invest time and understanding in order to have a real connection.
Gaining trust is a long-term thing. If you want to be partner with someone and you have totally different values, it's going to go wrong sooner or later.
It's not really about you teaching someone how to do push-ups or burpees, but how do you inspire them to want to do that? And I think this is an asset that you cannot buy.
What are you doing now? I think that the people that I met, they're always doing the business, of course. Sometimes we need to learn what are they doing and keep listening to them and look at, hey, how can we match together? And that is create the next sentence. What about that? What about this, right? I always kept smiling, talking, and become friends. And sometimes the easy question, like, you have family, how you like Thailand, if you are the expatriate. So where is your home living? Have you played golf? You know, this kind of thing make him feel warm, like family. And then discussions in the serious topic will come afterwards.
What did you do the past weekend? I think it allow you to know their hobbies, their interest, you know. Regarding work, you kind of know what they do, right? As a company, as a person, but to know their hobbies apart from work, I think it can help you a lot when getting to know, you know, someone else new. Yeah, the past weekend, I brought my son to football tournament, full 2 days. Yeah, like 11 matches under hot sun, yeah.
Well, I first asked them to tell me about their passion. Maybe that's an easy question that you can try to ask someone when you meet with them, you know, what do you like to do? What's your passion? And then give them a little bit of time to think about it. Once they can share with you, then you know that you can start talking about that topic more and they will continue to talk on that topic and expand on it. So I ask, what is it one thing that you like to do, but you have to get up at around 3 a.m. in the morning? You have to get up, you have to do it with 100% conviction, 100% energy. No one's paying you, no one sees you doing it, and you might have to pay to do that too. But you feel happy and energetic in doing. That's something that I would use to get to know someone and help them to inspire themselves to find that passion.
When I decide to go to Sachsen, of course, connecting with people is one of the top priority objective, because I think I need to be able to catch up with new people. I need new ideas. I need to meet new people, you know, different from, you know, my usual social environment, so I can learn new idea, learn new way of working or being with people in a different group, different age, different background. So that's why I choose Sachsen, because I think Sachsen, from the reputation I heard, that a lot of people come from different background, and I would say they are elite class of people. When I said elite class of people, I'm talking about their ideas, you know, their experience, that they are quite unique.
I do have partner from Sachsen. Currently we do pet food business from the Sachsen classmate of 1985. You know, we started business with only you know, 100 million baht sale. Today is now 3.3 billion baht of sale revenues. Now we are expanding to be 5 billion baht businesses. That relationship is from Sachin. You can call it network, you can call it whatever it is. We also be able to work with our Sachin alumni on many, many businesses front, open up the door opportunities, you know, for those who are graduates. However, to be able to open all those key things, it's not about your intention to the next transaction. No. It is not, you know, basically about transaction. It's about a shared belief, you know, in basically how you can improve yourself to be a better entrepreneurial or entrepreneur, you know, to be a maker of things. How you share with respect to what your discovery of things and how that be able to share with others, you know, and take action, obviously. So basically from that taking action, learning, sharing, it gives you ability to recreate new things, give you a new ability to recreate a new legacy. And that basically become basically how you journey in life. So it's not just about the connection, it's how what does that seem to be the open platform for your journey in life.
When I came back to Thailand after my bachelor degree in New Zealand, Sachin was the first business ground or even the social ground for me to get back to the Thai society. I think the classmates were very well received. It's a good mix of international graduate students as well as Thai graduate students in the class of almost over 100 classmates in Sachin. I think whether it be the teamwork, the class activities, or the outside classroom activities, I think it gives us the good ground to get to know each other on a deeper level. I think the structure of the curriculum has said it quite well, that a lot of teamwork, leadership should be shown, as well as supporting your classmates in each of the different activities. I think each class members has its own strength and weaknesses. So our team has delegated the job and duties thoroughly throughout the 2 years course to able to enhance everyone to deliver their best skills during their 2 years term in Sachin. Sachin also enhanced us to connect beyond the classmates, whether it be the seniors who graduate before us or the juniors. We can join in activities that are organized by Sachin, both on campus and off campus. Moreover, the academics of the Sachin also strengthening our connection networks as well, whether it be in the academic world or in the business world. So I think it's also enhanced us to broaden our networks to a wider scope.
Sachin always have the email circulate to everyone, to every member, what's going on and what they need, the support or even by the academic and non-academic. So by academic, they have the seminar, they have the discussions, they have even the incubator. So the member who really feel they love those kind of function, they love those kind of event, they always go there. And they have also the non-academic. I did not mention only golf, but it's also have the like a football, they have like a basketball, they have the badminton, they have running club as well. So they always have a communicate all each other. And you know, like friend bring friend. I am the president of the Sachin Golf Club. So I set up the Sachin Golf Club and recruit a lot of members who play golf, but in the different year. And we have arranged a lot of activities together. We're doing on the Sachin networking almost, let's say, like 6 times a year. And we have also the competitions with the other institute, let's say like NIDA or Thammasat University or Kaseisat University. And we arrange a kind of the Big Four tournament. But however, the winning is just one thing in the tournament. But talking, connecting among our own member And other member in the other institute is very important as well. I think that is really the relation that cannot value.
Sachin is one of the best time of my life, definitely. I was a shy boy, never do much. Before that, I never really had a public speaking opportunity at all before Sachin. I was very young when I joined Sachin, and it changed me as a person. So I didn't join Sachin because I want networks yet, not that time. But I was like 23, 24 maybe. I thought, because I studied abroad, I see my future working in Thailand. The thing that I didn't have, to have a group of friends locally where we can grow together, we can be friends forever. And I get exactly that, right? A lot of friends who I still talk to every day, every week, right now, are friends from Sachin. Because I studied full-time MBA as well. Basically, we spend 5, maybe 6 days a week together, morning to late night. Therefore, the bond for life begins there. Well, you can trust them because you see them and see how they develop as a person throughout. Really, really good times there. A lot of those brought me opportunities, right? Surely, a lot of them, a few of them are my suppliers, customers right now, and friends who, when I have needs for advice regarding maybe business partners or advice regarding doing things or systems that we never do before, some of them are in those industries and truly helped me a great deal. Therefore, it helped me a great deal. Gaining those relationships, but more so, gaining friends who I have for life now.
Sachin relationship is a lifelong relationship. It's a family that we are a part of. I did my undergrad in Canada, and I live in other United States and Singapore. So I didn't really have a lot of Thai friends. And what I found beside the great professors, the programs, was that I'm able to build that relationship with my colleagues, with my Thai friends, and I'm able to maintain this relationship throughout my life. And I still do. I still meet a lot of my classmates, as well as other classes. So I took the initiative to be a part of the Sachin Alumni Association to help out with the association activities. And then I get to meet great alumni that never would have the opportunities to meet, to get their advice, to know them personally. My sister is also an alumni, she's 2000. So, our Sachin family continue to grow. And of course, if anyone asks, I would be in favor of recommending Sachin for the further education. Myself now, I'm a student again at Sachin. I joined the DBA program, the Doctor of Business Administration, in 2021 in the first class, because I believe in lifelong learning, continuous education. It makes you humble and it makes you appreciate that there's still a lot of things out there that you can learn, that you can open up a new perspective in your life. So this is a program that I'm involved now, and I hope to graduate soon. but definitely, I think I continue to meet new friends, new alumni, new current student, and I think this is an asset that you cannot buy.
Connecting is important because nowadays, you need to connect with people. And today, rather than build on some key capabilities, you need to partner, to collaborate. And that's to do with people, collaborations. So connecting with people and connecting the dots on how you, on your journey in life, become a skill set. Now, what are the art of connecting people? I think point number one is about basically be able to communicate with them in terms of, what business you do, What are key your inspiration?
I think I have two words which connects with Sasin. I think inspire. I think when we talk with people in the same level, I think what they want to hear is what will inspire them. The little stories or little tips in terms of doing business practices may inspire other people. I think it's a good event for us to share. Second, I think it's connect. I think it's getting to know the other people in a deeper level from the values, from the passion of each entrepreneurs. I think it gives us a sense to understand the other sector in a different way and possibly can apply into our business practices. So I think able to inspire and connect is a must.
And this is something that I teach with my fitness coaches as well. I teach them movement trainings, but I tell them that it's not really about you teaching someone how to do push-ups or burpees, you know, but how do you inspire them to want to do that so that it will benefit their life, their health, and that it will help them achieve their goal without you being there.
For me, I think be a giver. I think you should give before you take. In today's world, I think, of course, people may take advantage on others, but for me, I think being a friend first before business, I think is very vital for me. Getting to know themselves on a personal level, not on a job level, I think it brings the conversation to a deeper understanding when you get to know someone else new.
Building a connection is like you falling in love, and you want to know that person, you want to become close to that person, you want that person also feel good about you and like you and hopefully will love you. So you need to pay good attention to the people who you want to be loved from that person, what they like, what they want, how they feel about things differently, in order to you to know and be able to please them and also get their attention. Not only their attention, but also understand you, trust you, and hopefully will love you. If we just go straight relationship with just one quick win, just want to win the business, I think you don't create the relationship that you need to become a good connection with that person. I think we need to invest time and understanding in order to have a real connection.
Gaining trust is a long-term thing. Do you have to share the same values? If you want to be partner with someone and you have totally different values, it's going to go wrong sooner or later. So therefore, having shared values, I think, is key. For example, we have very good relationship with SCG, which again build on trust, right? We know they'll do their best for our customers, which is the same way we want to do. And therefore, that collaborative is very clear and effective from beginning. Now that we want to go green, at the same time that SCG want to do that, we co-develop a lot of materials that can be beneficial surely to our customers, but at the same time, it is safer for the environment. We've been there through thick and thin, right? A lot of things, through a lot of troubles, like materials price changes. When you know that, we will try our best to make sure we cooperate and think out of the box together. We know we can invest our time and effort in projects that they propose or we propose, and we know we get something out of it. So I think with that shared values, that's why we have been partnered for them for so long. And that's why it will continue deep into the future, surely. Yeah, because the values is there, so clear to see that it is a perfect match. You know, a lot of times people don't do collaboration because you don't know if the other party is all in as we are. And when you have partners then that you click, that you know that, you know, they'll deliver the results, that they will not back off when they're committed. That's how trust is gained.
being a professional for me means acting in the best interest of everyone, all the stakeholders you have to look after. So it's not a personal thing. And I think that is something that Sassin has been teaching us since day one, to be able to understand that there are multifacets of perspective that you need to understand and look after and learn how to appreciate them. That is something that I've learned from Sassin, and continue to share that with our team, and look for that when we find new team members. So it doesn't matter how good you are at particular skills, but how are you as a person? What is your character like? And usually you'll be able to tell within a couple of minutes, questions like, what is your passion, right? And see how they answer that. So get them to talk about themselves, and then you'll be able to find out if they are really authentic in who they are.
Again, just like I mentioned, it's like you falling in love with someone and you want to have that special feeling with one another. What would you do? How you impress that person? How would you be able to have the first conversation? You know, I think you will find a special way of communicate with that person. I think you will find a special moment to start your first conversation, because in order to build a connection, you first need to communicate.
When you go to mingle, you should not stay still. You should not be like a stone, sit down in a chair, you know, it's not work. You have to walk. Walk around, walk along, see the peoples. I think that is one of the technique as well. Always move.
Be yourself, I think is number one advice for me. People can be someone else only for a limited of time. But if you be yourself from the early stage of your conversation, whether it be to share your stories or to listen to other stories, and I think the conversations will eventually develop into a good relationship.